It's now officially playoff week for the Hastings Raiders football team. But before we get to that, we have to look back at the tremendous 6-2 regular season that was finished off this past Wednesday night in a 54-34 shootout win at home over Creighton-Durham Hall. As head coach Dana Strain of the Raiders told KDWA Sports, it was a great way to end the regular season.
It does feel good, excited for the kids. Just been fun that we're playing really well here at the end of the season. And this win against Creighton was a good win against a good football team that I think maybe their record doesn't indicate how good they are, and they challenged us, and our kids made plays, and just like I said, they're playing really well at the end of the year here, and it turns out to be a great regular season for them, and they had fun and enjoyed it, and they had fun in this game, and very happy and very excited to get going in the playoffs.
The Raiders got into a wild 88-point track meet between themselves and Creighton-Durham Hall this past Wednesday night, but it's a game the Raiders really haven't played this season. To get into a shootout like that can only help Hastings once they hit the postseason, but for fans on Wednesday night, that sure was fun.
It was exciting, and that was the word that was used a lot, you know, just even coming off the field, I had people telling me, hey, that was exciting, that was fun, and it was. I know it was an entertaining game, and I was very impressed by our kids. We had a good start, but we fell behind, and sometimes when that happens, you can let that linger, and our kids did not. They responded, and then they closed out the first half in just fantastic fashion, and you're right, yeah, every type of game that you're in is something that you carry in your back pocket going forward, so when you get into a game that's a little bit different than you've played, that's something that you can lean back on for experience when we get into the playoffs here. And we definitely found ourselves in a shootout, and we were able to come out on top. So that's a feather in our kids' cap and bodes well for us going forward.
The Raiders really got going against Creighton-Durham Hall on a huge 54-yard touchdown pass to Rico Cooper, who is really coming on at the right time of the year.
It was, and it was a great pass and a great catch by Rico. And you're right, it was just fun to see him get touchdown there. He has really played well here of late and is starting to come on. And he's really played well all year, but he's starting to get some of the production as a result of his hard work and how he's playing for us. And he blocked extremely well. So it was great to see him find the end zone in a big play. And we had to have the ability to strike and hit a home run, as we say. And we hit a few of those, and Rico's was a big one.
Senior Brendan Freiermuth had a career game with 4 touchdowns, including 3 on the ground offensively. But one was much bigger than all of the others, a 75-yard interception return for touchdown to round out the first half and to give Hastings a 34-20 lead that they would never give back.
Certainly a very big play. You know, anytime that you can score on defense, that's huge. That's just like 3 points almost, and it's a game changer. And Fries, I mean, what a night he had. He blocked a punt and scored offensively and then scores defensively. So he was certainly the star of the game and was all over the field. And you're right, once he gets into space, he's just a joy to watch. There was a penalty on the play, so unfortunately I didn't get to enjoy that as much as I had hoped, because I wasn't sure what was going to be the result of it. Turned out to be that it was on them, so stood, and it was just an enormous play for us and a huge momentum swing and gets you the 2-score lead. And you know, everything feels so much differently after that play. So definitely, like you said, could well have been one of the biggest plays of the game, and at a big moment for us from a young man who is just making plays all over the field right now.
With the Raiders getting only their second win over Creighton-Durham Hall over the last 20 years, it sure was special for all of the kids as the team hung around McNamara Stadium at Todd Field with the lights on to celebrate the victory, and especially senior night. For a senior night to be a victory over Creighton-Durham Hall, it was special for everybody.
That certainly was. That's a, you know, a big part of what high school sports is all about. You know, you get to share that with some of your friends that are there watching you and supporting you, and that's just become kind of a cool thing where those kids come down onto the field and our guys get to hang out with them a little bit and share some laughs and share some stories, and we sure appreciate the support that we get, and it's just become a very neat thing that happens there. And you're right, for our seniors, it's their last home game as a regular season. It's always nice to have that game when you know you've got at least one more, so we're excited about that. But you know, there's still something kind of special about your last regular season game at Todd Field, and just try to allow the kids to soak it in and enjoy the moment. And it was also, you know, fun to get the big win against Creighton. So a lot of neat things going on there at one time, and like you say, that's a big part of what high school sports is supposed to be all about, and having fun, and our kids certainly enjoyed it.
Seating was pretty cut and dry in Section 3-5A, as the Raiders expected to get the number 2 seed, a first round bye, in a home playoff game this coming Saturday. And that's exactly what they got, as the Raiders are the number 2 and will await Tuesday's winner between Bloomington Kennedy and Two Rivers. Coach Strain on advancing to the postseason.
Yeah, you're right. It is sort of what we knew was going to be the case here for a little bit, because it kind of the week before had finalized things for the most part, and we knew going in that we were going to have a bye. But it's nice that the kids earned that, and I think that's the appropriate word for it. And so that affords us a little bit of extra time here and get some guys fully healthy, and everybody's body needs a little bit of a break, and so that's what that will afford us, and refresh the batteries and kind of get away from football for just a day or two at least, and that'll help us, and you get to come back and play at home again. And it's one of the things that we hang at the start of the year as one of our goals, is to earn a bye, and we've done that. And so there's a lot of neat things and neat perks that come along with that, and so we're going to enjoy those and attempt to use those to our advantage as we get cranked up for what will be our first playoff game in round two.
That's head coach Dana Strain of the Hastings Raiders football team. We will have more with Coach Strain as we approach Saturday's playoff game at home. More on the opponent later this week.